Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm actually standing in for Nikki Seberini. And this is, as you heard, the DL Link show. And a very, very special show today. Because in 2 weeks' time, there's a very, very important event happening where the DL Link has got one of the biggest, if not the biggest, charity team riding. And that is the Ride Johannesburg Cycle Race. Are you a cyclist? I'd be interested to know. You can let me know. But before that, let me just tell you what's coming up between now and 1 o'clock. Going to be speaking to some really amazing, amazing guests, very inspiring. If you know anything about the DL Link, you'll know that that inspiration is one of the commodities that they trade in. If you don't, I'll tell you that the DL Link is a brilliant organization. It was founded by Michelle Goodman and Jackie Elchela in 2010. The DL Link provides a nurturing, safe space where cancer patients, as well as their families, can turn to for support. What makes sense to me about the DL Link and why they hold such a special place in my heart is that they deal with a reality, right? They don't sugarcoat anything, and they acknowledge that it's not just the patients that get cancer. It is, in fact, the entire family that's going to be affected by it. With that, when they do events, it's about welfare, well, it's about well-being, rather. It's about lifestyle. It is about getting the most out of life. And I think that there is something about disease that is a great, it gives us a new perspective on our own lives, right? Maybe we complain a little bit less. Maybe we decide to give up smoking, have one less chocolate, whatever it is. But I think that that's what the DL Link is. And it's, as a result, because they also represent goodness and well-being, they associate themselves with a lot of sporting events. One of the sporting events is the Jerusalem Marathon. That's going to be taking place next year in Jerusalem. And we're going to be talking about that as we go along. But in the next 2 weeks, I think it's in 2 weeks' time, we've got the Ride Johannesburg Cycle Race. So joining me, it's just absolutely wonderful, two young adults. We have Asha and Yedidia. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, look at that. Okay, their surname is Kramer. And are you both going to be cycling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you cycle before you got into the race?
A bit.
A little bit? Okay. And how about you, Asha?
Yeah, a little bit of training. Could have been better.
So have you started cycling specifically as training for the race?
Yeah. So we were training for Ride Johannesburg, specifically for it.
And how long is the Ride Johannesburg?
It's 97 k's total.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what kind of training does that take?
Wake up early in the morning, get on your bike, gotta go. Takes trainings between like 2 hours and 3.5 hours. Dedication also.
And how many kilometers do you ride on average when you train? Okay, so how many kilometers did you start riding when you started training?
So
did you do like 5 kilometers and then 10, or did you just start?
So when we started training, we rode around 35 k's our first ride. Then we did around 25, and then we started picking up closer towards the race now to around 62 k's was our longest ride so far we've done.
And you did, yeah? Do you do these distances?
Yeah, but I'm on a tandem with my dad.
Oh, so oh, that's amazing. Easier. Okay, yes, I imagine that would be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you go in the front or the back?
The back.
Really? So you're trusting him to steer?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose once you stop screaming, it's all right, eh?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. If you've got any questions that you'd like to send through, you may do so on WhatsApp, and that number is 061-895-1019. This is the Deal Link Show. We're talking about the Ride Johannesburg race, which is taking place in 2 weeks. The Deal Link is sending a team. I hear that it's 150 strong. Is that correct, Michelle? 150 strong. That's amazing. And it's about riding for a purpose. We're going to speak to Michelle Goodman in a little while about what riding for a purpose really means. Do you know what it means, Asha?
You're not just riding just for yourself. It's more of you're riding for people with cancer, and you're doing it for them. There's also the part about yourself, but you're also riding for them.
So how did you agree to do this?
I don't know, I've always been wanting to do it since my dad's been doing it for a few years now, and I wasn't old enough to be doing it. And now, since I'm old enough, I've found the motivation to just do it, and I think it's going to be amazing.
And when you ride, do you ride with somebody specific in mind? What I mean by that is that a few years ago, in 2019, I ran the Jerusalem Marathon for the DL Link, as part of the DL Link team. And I, on my shirt, had the names of people who were fighting, you know, their own battles as they were fighting cancer. And so I thought, well, if they can do that on a daily basis, what's it for me to run a Jerusalem Marathon? And so is it the same for you?
Yeah, we also get a person as a cancerous person on our shirt, and then we ride, like, for them.
Do you know them? Did you meet them?
I don't know who I'm riding for yet. But it gives you a big motivation to just see that what they're going through, I can also just do the 94.7. Like, it helps them also, I think.
Interesting. And how about you, young Yedidia?
Well, I kind of just, like, find it normal. I haven't really met anyone yet. Still riding, training, and hard so far, but I know I'm going to be able to do it.
How many siblings do you have?
Six.
You got six siblings?
Yeah.
Is that including Asha?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take Asha out of the picture, because Asha is already riding the race. What happened to your other four siblings? Why aren't they also riding? Is it just the two of you that are, like, super duper duper special to be able to do this for the DL Link?
So my other brother, he's actually also doing it.
Oh.
And then my other one, he's actually, like, doing exams. So.
Which is a marathon in and of itself, I suppose, right?
Yeah. And then my other brother is in Israel.
Okay.
And then my sister is too young.
Really? So those little tricycles, they're not going to make it to the 97 kilometers, eh?
No.
No. Okay. Does it make you feel special to be able to do something like this, to participate?
Yeah, kinda.
Have you ever done anything like that before? Have you done, like, a school event where it's like a big walk or a run or a big athletic event?
No.
Is your first time?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you have a wonderful experience.
Thanks.
I'm Kathy Kayla. This is the DL Link. You've just, we've been talking about the Ride Joburg cycle race that's taking place. The DL Link, the most phenomenal organization, they support warriors, because if you're fighting cancer, you are a warrior. And they support warriors, they support the warriors' families in ways that you cannot imagine. They also are an organization that deal with realities that you and I, thankfully, cannot imagine. And when we have the opportunity to get involved and to support people who, for whatever reason, are worse off than we are, I think that we should jump at the opportunity. There are so many heartbreaking stories. And if we can try, and while, let me just gather my thought. While there are so many heartbreaking stories, another person's path isn't necessarily our path. but we can still reach out and we can support them and we can embolden them. And that's what it is, right? We've all got our own challenges. Anyhow, if you would like to get in touch with me, you can do so, 061-895-1019. Coming up, I'm going to be speaking to the father of these two lovely, lovely young competitors at the Ride Joburg race. You can hear. I think it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So going to be speaking to Anton Kramer shortly. That's right after this.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time has just gone 12:36. This is Life Links with the DL Link. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm standing in for Nikki Severini, who will hopefully be back on all of our radios next week. And going to be speaking to Michelle Goodman about the Ride Joburg race in a little while. But before that, I was speaking to two young adults, Asha Kramer and Yadidya Kramer. They're both riding 97 kilometers as part of the DL Link Ride Joburg team. I think, isn't that just incredible? So let's speak to the daddy. Anton Kramer, hello, and how are you?
Hello, Kathy, fine and you, thanks.
Good, it's nice to see you, Okay, so...
Nice to see you too.
I believe that you're riding tandem with Yadidya.
Right, so I'm on the tandem with Yadidya, we have a deal. I do the downhills and he does the up.
Very good. I also said to him, you know, that I said, who's steering, you or him? And he said, you are. I said, well, you know what, once he stops screaming, it'll all be okay.
Absolutely.
So who are you riding for, firstly? Do you know who you're riding for?
Not at this stage. We are riding for one of the warriors that the Deer Link will assign to us. I don't know who that person is. There is a meet and greet coming up. Where we're going to personalize it and make sure that we know exactly who we're riding for and give it our all regarding that.
Absolutely amazing. And how long have you been cycling?
I've done the race a couple of times. I kind of ticked it off my bucket list. My wife said to me, you know, I've done it with my other sons. These are my younger sons. So why now should I not do it with them? And guess what? I'm on my bike.
Very good. And you've been training how often?
We've been training a couple of months just before we went into deep winter, stopped a little bit around then. And, you know, every other Sunday we go out for a good ride and building it up and now, you know, toning it down just before the race so we can gather our strength up.
Well, well done. Well done to Team Kramer. Well done to all of you. I wish you much success for the race. Be safe. And let us know how it goes. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. It's been absolutely privileged. I've loved riding with my boys, spending father-son time with them, and also representing the DL Link. I mean, we would like to use this opportunity, if I may, to say you can click on our link to raise funds for this absolute worthy organization. We'd like to, if we can, get some airtime. We are riding to raise funds for the Warriors. You know, the Warriors have the true life challenge. We just got to get up that one hill, which gives us that extra motivation. But the work that they do, the organization that they are, is absolutely unbelievable and amazing, so worthy. So if I can give a shout out, please, to click on our link and raise some funds for the DL Link for the great work that they do, that would be most appreciated.
Anton Kramer, thank you very, very much. And just strength to strength for you and your lovely young men here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith. Right, appreciate the time.
Take care. Bye-bye. If you would like to get involved, perhaps you're already a cyclist and you would like to ride, in the Ride Joburg cycle race. It's 97 kilometers and you want to be part of the DL Link team, by all means, get to the DL Link website, which is dllink.co.za. And... go and sign up. You know, I tell you something, as somebody who's done a race for somebody who, or for a few people who are warriors, it's one of the most meaningful things that I've ever done. And it's something that I will always, always remember. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Coming up, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be speaking to really a very special person. His name is Andreas Eftimiu, and I hope that I haven't completely butchered his name, but he will correct me when I do speak to him. And he is the father of beloved Stelio. It is really a very, when I first heard the story, very, very heart-wrenching, but this is who we identify with, right? This is, like I was saying, we all have different challenges. And there are times in our lives when we all need the help of others, the support of others. You never know what's going to come out of it. And that's what we're going to talk about shortly. That's with Andreas. That's coming up. I'm Kathy Kayla. This is the Life Links with the DL Link. If you want to get in touch, you can message the studio, 061-895-1019. You know that number. If you would like to get involved with the DL Link and you can't remember the email address or you can't remember the website, just say, send me the details for the DL Link. Pop me that text and I will do so.